to Shastring Alley in the barroom night, and the Patty Valentine from the Upper Hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood, cries out, "My God, they killed them all." Here comes the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in prison cell but one time, he could have been the champion of the world. Of the world! Three bodies lying there, does Patty see? And another man named Bello moving around mysteriously. I didn't do what he says, he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw them leaving, he says he stops. One of us had better go call the cops. And so Patty goes and calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing. It's a hot New Jersey night. Far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends driving round. Number one contender for the middleweight crown, he has no idea what kind of shit's going down. When a cop pulled him over on the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that, in Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you want to draw. Alfred Brillo had a partner, and he had him rap for the cops. Him and Arthur Dexley Bradley were just out prowling around. He said, "I saw two men running out. They looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car without a state plates. Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, 'Wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead.' So they took him to the infirmary. And though he's this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. Guilty men." 4 in the morning, then they hauled Reuben in. They took him to the hospital and brought him upstairs. The wounded man looked up through his one dying eye. It says, "Why'd you bring him here for? He ain't the guy." "This is the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put up prison, but one time he could have been the champion of the world." 4 months later, the kiddos are in flame. Reuben's in South America fighting for his name, while Arthur Daxie Bradley is still in the robbery game. And the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that happened in that bar? Remember you said you saw the getaway car? You think you'd like to play ball with the law? Think it might be that fighter that you saw running that night? Don't forget that you're white. Arthur Dexley Bradley said, "I'm really not sure." The cop said, "A poor boy like you could use a break. We got you for the motel job, and we're taking your friend Bello. You don't wanna have to go back to jail. Be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want you to put his ass in the stir. We want to build this triple murder. Rumor could take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay, and when it's over, I'd just soon go away. Up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. Could ride a horse along a trail, but then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man into a mouse. Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a big circus, he never had a chance. The judge made Reuben witness his drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. To the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he had pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And all the white Reuben Keller was so falsely tried. The crime was murder one, and guess who testified? Bellow and Bradley, and they both boldly lied. The papers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hands? To see him all obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice, just a game, where justice is a game. Now all the criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise, while our ruin sits like butter in a 10-foot cell. An innocent man in a living hell. Yes, it's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he has done. Put in the cell but one time.